The tenant farmers, after generations of oppression and poverty, have begun to rebel against the unfair rents and cruel evictions imposed upon them by their wealthy landlords.
In his grave, she ran off in his purse.
That's that bloody landlord Bodkin's on his way in. All hell's breaking loose.
Bodkin!
I hope they can kill him.
Would you look at that bastard, Joe?
Landlord, you're sinner. Between your lungs, there's neither heart nor spirit, but the lump of your own swallowed money bag.
He'll never get over that one, Joe.
You're a blight on this country that never belonged to you.
Joe, come on, here.
Joe, I got it.
Take me home to my sons.
A couple of lazy cows.
Oh, ambition, is it?
To break your back on land that isn't your own. It belongs to the landlord, Christie.
Hold your face up, lad. Come on. Give us something we can aim at.
You shag off the period. There's a goat over there. Go and prove your love life.
Ah, come on now, Joseph, honey. Just the nose, please, all we're asking.
I've no wish to fight you.
Here, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he took on the enemy with his own bare hands. 50 of them. Armed and with hideous guns.
Yeah. And your father, he wallowed them all, one by one. The whole lot of them. And I killed off a fair share myself, too, to tell it the gods, too.
Quiet, Daddy Duff, for once.
Yeah, well, humble as I am, I'll keep that part of the story for another time.
How are you feeling, Adele?
My soul is departing from me, Joseph.
Don't you talk that way.
Talk any way I please. I'm dying, I tell you.
Well, you can't die. We need you here, Dad.
Need me? What for? Our beautiful eyes.
Dad?
God bless your soul. Poor Joe Donnelly.
Sure, we'd be as well to sell off a thing or two now that the old man's gone.
Is that any way to keen over the death of our father?
Misery's a personal matter, Joseph. We don't need any instruction. Thanks.
Sure, he's left us with a huge debt of rent on the land.
We'll begin to settle our debts when we harvest the land.
Ah, grow the potatoes and pick them yourself, Joseph, you ambitious boy.
You son of a...
Joseph!
Safe, preserve us! We thought you died, Da.
I did, son. I passed away.
But you're talking to us, Da. Your eyes are... They're looking about.
I was as dead as a stone, I tell you. Now shut your mouth before I die again.
Well, I am.
Come here. I've come back to tell you something. You're an especially odd boy.
You came back from the dead to tell me that I'm odd.
You have all kinds of oddities clattering around in your brain. So had I when I was as young as you. But dreams, my boy, in this poor corner of the world, end up in a glass of ale.
No, not my dreams. I'll work my own land someday.
Without land, a man is nothing. That's land... He's a man's very own soul.
Yeah.
A miracle. That's what you're looking for. And by God, if you manage it, your old dad will be smiling down on you from heaven above. How beautiful eyes. What a terror.
God bless your soul, Joe Donnelly. For the second time.
God rest your soul, Dad.
Say nothing to them, lads. This country's ours. They don't exist.
What dead man is this? What dead man is this? You
needn't answer, but hear these words. I represent Mr. Daniel Christie, who by right of law owns this land and all improvements upon it. Rent on this property has not been paid, though warning's been given thrice.
Keep walking, lads. Your father's being buried today.
Fast as a bat in our house!
That'll do.
Where is his landlord, Christie? Oh, justice for what he's done.
Nothing I like better than the glow of murder in a young fella's eyes.
There's a terrible go of rust on it.
Huh?
Only killed chickens and pigs till now.
He's a pig and a chicken all in one, the same Daniel Christie. Here now. Give him a proper taste of death. Yeah. Landlord's shit.
Captain Moonlight.
Captain Moonlight. And don't you be pretending you know what Captain Moonlight means, because you don't. It's the code. The rebel code. And now you've heard it. Keep it to yourself. Don't breathe it to a living soul, do you understand? Yeah.
Captain Moonlight, Joseph.
Off to kill your landlord, eh? Yeah.
Don't be afraid to kill him.
Bloody landlord, Christie.
Assassinate the bastard.
That's it.
Sir Joseph, though it was too good to be kept a secret, sir.
But you know, we said that we're going to point at the gentleman's ear. He'll shoot himself in the balls, I'll wager, and come hobbling home in tears.
Goodbye, Callum. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Joseph. We'll see you at wake.
God bless all in this house.
God bless you, son.
Down from the north, are you? Or perhaps the east. West of here, maybe. South.
prefer to keep my business to myself, if you please.
Oh, very wise, very wise, very wise.
God bless you, everyone.
Bless you, sir. Whiskey for everyone.
How are you, sir, tonight?
Oppressed. That's the word for me.
I live in a house that's stuffy and dull, and worse, I've a wife who forbids me to drink. I crave adventure, boys. If I had wings, I'd fly to the stars.
You're good, handsome.
You're good, handsome.
Your health, Mr. Christie. Gamera me galer bio aranaum shorish.
Mr. Christie.
Liven up, lad. You're too young to be brooding in your ale. What places you in this small chapter of the world?
He's keeping himself to himself, that one.
Well, then it's one of two things. Enterprise or love.
It isn't love. Rest assured of that.
Then you're a man of business. Like myself. But I warn you. It's brought me nothing but misery. I'm lost in a fog of commerce and compromise. I'd trade it all away for 15 minutes of freedom.
Yeah. Freedom is a rare thing in these parts.
It is. It is indeed.
Oh, indeed it is.
It is.
To a long and happy life, Mr. Christie.
God bless you, lad. God
bless. Why should I expire for the fire of any eye? The foolish men you slay, for thee I shall not die.
Your beauty and your name will never conquer me. What have I done for Hello, souls of the departed. What a disappointment I must seem to you all.
Here we are, home. I recognize these hedges by their dullness.
Oh, woman high of fame, though men have died for thee,
even when she rides.
No one saw me riding, Mother.
I saw you.
Yes, Mother.
Lady must always be civilized. She never leaves us alone, does she, dear? No, she doesn't. Go on. Good girl. somebody there? Don't flush her an eyelid, or I'll stab you. I'll stab you through.
Donnelly, that you pushed off our land.
What in the name of God are you talking about?
Prepare to pay for your crimes.
Never mind his fingers. He's a low-born blatherskite of filth.
So what, then? Why are you bothering to dress his wounds?
Our duty's to restore him to full health so he can hear his own neck crack when he dangles from the hangman's noose. Turn away, Shannon, and protect the innocence of your eyes. All the days to intrude upon our peaceful life. The ladies are coming by this afternoon for tea.
Oh. Feeling very sick all of a sudden.
Mind yourself, Shannon. Those ladies are models of manners and behavior. There.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened, indeed. Oh!
A poor misguided robin has broken a window pane.
What a manufactured lie.
I was merely dusting the liquor cabinet.
Mary, 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 Nell, do you hear your wind bell? Will he love you, Mary, Nell? And time alone will tell. came of the man I married. Some other man's replaced him and goes about with his name.
A murderous insurgent under your own roof. How horrible.
He's as ugly as sin. And the most vicious creature I've ever set eyes upon. Did you get a look at him, Shannon? A peek. Shannon, what is your collar doing?
It's choking me.
Well, do it up. Better to choke than to be vulgar.
I hear a noise.
Let us hope it's Stephen Chase.
We've come for your prisoner, Mr. Christie. Good afternoon, Mrs. Christie. Good afternoon, ladies.
Speak of the sun, we see its rays.
Oh, my goodness, we were seen.
Now, now, keep calm. You're safe and protected. Go back to your sinful card playing. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Stephen.
My, how handsome he is.
He's a brilliant young man. He was educated at Trinity.
Of course.
He manages all my husband's business affairs.
Oh, your daughter's certainly a very kicker.
Yes, indeed. Like you to play the piano.
No.
I beg your pardon?
Come play something, Shannon. Something fanciful and nice. Boy, your life's worth little as it is.
You're the bastard that burnt my father's house.
I've burnt many houses in the line of duty. Am I meant to remember yours?
Maybe you'll remember this.
Tomorrow at dawn. Get him upstairs! Go on!
Come, ladies. Let us resume our pleasantries in the parlor. Come here. You too, Shannon.
Inside that head of yours, my little monkey.
This?
Yes.
Oh,
The day has been disrupted, Father.
Oh? Heaven forbid.
If I stay here, my mother will turn me into one of her stuffy old friends. No, thank you. I'm a little more interested than that. I'm very smart, and I'm very modern. That's all you need to know about me. Boy, here. Have a look at this. Look. Oh. You can't read, can you? How pathetic. Land, it says.
Land?
Wanted. Strong, healthy men and women. Every resident of the United States is entitled to 160 acres of land. They've got so much of it, they give it away for free.
No land is given away in any part of the world.
In America, it is. And I'm going there. I'm going to have a place of my own. And I will have horses on it, and I will raise them, and I will ride them any way I please.
What do you need more land for? You're half of Ireland as it is. Look at your people did.
I didn't take it.
You just live here, all fancied up on rent. Broken backs.
Boy, you said you wanted land. If that's what you want... then come with me. Great ships sail out of Dublin and Liverpool. But a woman dare not travel alone, no. You're brave. You shoot men, you step on their necks. When I saw that, I realized you could be very useful to me.
Useful, could I?
Yes! You could be my serving boy.
Oh, I see. I could polish your boots for you.
They will need to polish now and then.
Okay. I could make you a cup of tea.
When tea time calls for it, yes.
I'll throw the tea in your face and I'll piss on your boots before I start the likes of you. Get up!
I'll pay you something today.
Get out! I've an appointment in the morning and I'm going to honor it.
You'll never win this duel with Stephen. We've all seen you handle a gun. Boy, I am giving you your freedom.
I'm not going to a distant world. I'm of Ireland. And I'll stay in Ireland till I die.
That's in about 5 hours.
These weapons belong to my father's father.
His father's father was an ass. Oh, I know. I've asked to serve as your second in this barbarism.
I appreciate that, sir.
Choose one of those things.
You had a good breakfast this morning, did you?
It was fine, sir. Thank you.
Good. Count away. 15 paces. 1, 2.
This way, son.
3.
Ah, fog.
4.
my life is one long, mollifying fog. The land I hold, I inherited. It manages itself in the foggy logic. Oh, it's all. Son, I was up thinking about you all night long. I knew nothing of your family or their eviction. I'm sorry for their pain. I understand why you came to murder me, and I don't blame you for it at all.
15! Turn each man and fire!
I can't see anything!
I can!
Shannon!
Get out of the way!
That's your stupidity, lad!
Get away from me, woman!
As you wish. Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you, boy.
Don't call me boy.
Sugar. True. You might display some gratitude considering the price I paid for your passage. I paid, let me remind you. Good afternoon.
Forgive me if I'm intruding, but I wonder if you'd enjoy a gentle stroll around the deck.
She's drinking her tea now.
There's no need to state the obvious, boy.
My name's McGuire, from Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, you're American.
Irish-born. I went back for personal reasons.
A stroll would be delightful, Mr. McGuire. In my imagination, America is a wonderfully modern place. Am I right?
Modern as modern can be. The people, the culture, the industry.
What about the land?
I beg your pardon?
Land. This girl's got in her head. They're giving land away for free.
That's true. Oklahoma Territory. The West's opening up.
I told you, boy.
That'd be good, lad.
It's the finest in the world. Seeds flourish in it. The cattle that grow upon it are fat as elephants.
Well, how do you get it, Mr. McGuire? Is it there when you step off the boat?
Oh, no. You have to travel 1,000 miles or so. And when you get there, you'll have to run for the land in a race.
A race?
Don't lose time in Boston. As soon as you can, purchase horses, a wagon, and supplies. Have I upset you?
Well, I didn't expect it to be so complicated.
Oh, we're very fortunate. Any difficulty can be overcome with money.
Excuse me. I'd like to speak to Mr. McGuire alone.
No, thank you.
Mr. McGuire, I do have money. But it's in the form of spoons.
Spoons?
Ancient spoons made of silver. I planned to sell them when I arrived in Boston.
Well, I can recommend a couple of shops that will treat you honestly.
Oh, I'm very much obliged to you, sir.
Pleasure, ma'am.
Thank you. What are you doing sitting at my table?
I'm eating your chocolate cake.
I see. And what have you done with my father's necktie?
I flung it into the sea. It was gagging my throat.
Oh, you're just upset because everything I've told you about is turning out to be true.
Cows. It's as fat as elephants. I know. But that man's after it. I think you should cover your ankles.
Come on,
I'm here. I've made it. I've arrived, Joseph.
Your great friend, Mr. McGuire, has vanished.
I know the games of these shysters. Come on, Miss Christie. I'll find you a suitable hotel.
Thank goodness for Mr. McGuire.
Take Miss Christie here to the decent hotel.
Well, you've certainly upheld your end of the bargain.
Good luck, Shannon.
Good luck, Joseph.
Yes?
Welcome back.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! My spoon! My spoon! The sake of my spoon! Joseph! Mr. McGuire stole my spoon! No, please, not mine! He stole them from me! Joseph! The dead man stole my spoon! My God! They're taking everything!
You distracted me.
You weren't concentrating.
A scrappy Connemara man, huh?
Fresh off the boat.
Follow me.
Joseph.
Not you, woman. You just cost me part of a tooth.
If he gets to go, then I get to go.
I'm Mike Kelly! Who is this bit of a snit anyway, huh? Your wife?
Certainly not.
Then who the hell are you, lass, coming into my club?
She's...
I'm...
My sister.
Huh? Tell me she isn't a pain in the ass, huh?
Settle your bet,
sister! Our blood's not even the same temperature.
Shannon.
All right, Dawn.
These people, Shannon, these people are my kind of people. And my kind doesn't like your kind. But they hate everything about you. For some reason or other, I'm willing to lie for you. Oh, we could tell them that you're a rich Protestant. Might be sportive.
No, no, Joseph. My brother.
Good.
What do you call yourself?
Joseph Donnelly.
Well, Donnelly, let's put you on the road to citizenship. We'll get you working. And get you voting when the time comes, huh? See how the system works here, lad, huh?
Yeah. Stop it! Stop! Leave me alone!
Her name was
get away! I'll throw your eyes out!
She makes the handsome
no! 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 Just leave me alone!
Good day, Mr. Kelly.
Leave me alone! I won't ask you again! No! Get away!
I'll ask you to leave this lady alone.
Go ahead and ask.
I've no wish to fight you.
He's no wish to fight me. No, he's mine. He's mine alone.
Well, now, you knocked the piss out of the man who knocked the piss out of me. I'm not sure how I feel about that. Tammany.
Yes, sir, Mr. Kelly.
Time to make the rounds. We'll take this scrapper and the girl here and lodge them at Molly Kay's. Grab the luggage.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hey, Pete, get a match going. These fellas can bet on. Here, I'll be back.
How are you doing?
Howdy, Tim.
See you, lads. This is it. Here we
okay
are.
Okay for you, Mr. Kelly.
Oh,
yeah,
Matt.
Bring him away.
Molly.
It's just as unpleasant for me as it is for you.
We've got a brother and sister here, Molly. Need a room.
You're enough. I had a suicide just this morning.
Howdy, Bridget. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
Oh, yes. Any gentlemen up here, girls? Make an announcement, Dominic.
Word boss! Word boss!
I give you another year.
You're not campaigning, Mike.
Relax, Molly. Politics is more important to these men than sex.
And I'm the Virgin Mary.
God forgive you, Molly.
Not likely, Mike.
Come on. Is that Jimmy Dunn, I see? I was chatting with your wife today, Jimmy.
Don't tell me what, Mike.
In here is the bath, but don't linger in it too long. It's the only one in the house.
Gentlemen.
This is your room here.
Ours?
You're not suggesting that we share this room, I hope.
I don't care what you do in it. As long as you pay me $1 a week.
No, please, there must be some mistake. We need two rooms. I've only got the one.
Well, that's not good enough.
Mike, what have you sent me here? That really is.
You're not listening to me.
Lieutenant, Molly, the room is fine, and we'll take it. Great, honey.
As you know, election time is coming up.
Your sister was spoilt, I'd say.
I'm here for your support. I'm sure you've noticed all these Italians taking Irish jobs. There are no eye types are going
to run this town as long as my caddies are gone. All I have.
Sound asleep.
I think I like America.
Do you know?
We've only been here a day. Look at the welcome we've got. Would you like a room? Here you go. Would you like a job? Boy, here you go. How about some land? Well, get a horse and help yourself.
So now you believe me about the land, do you?
I'd have thrown it away. I wouldn't mind a piece of it. Maybe this is my destiny. On his deathbed, my father told me he'd be watching me from up above. I wonder now if his spirit might be near, guiding me along.
If he bumps into Mr. McGuire up there, tell him I want my spoons back.
Oh, imagine me.
Joseph Dunley standing on my own plot of land. What would a plant, I wonder, what? Oats, corn, potatoes. Oh, God, no, not potatoes. Maybe wheat.
Wheat?
Oh, Shannon. I'm dreaming of it now. Great fields of wheat as far as the eye can see.
Oh, God, Puma Land was my idea, you blathering fool!
Maybe this is my destiny.
If it weren't for me, Farnboy, you wouldn't even be here!
Oh, well, if it weren't for me, Miss High and Mighty, you'd have died outside in the street!
Give me back my pillow.
Not 100 years. This book is irritating me.
I actually think you're fooling me, Daniel.
Would you prefer I proclaim my independence and drink of the open?
No. I like the system we've got.
How could she be so cruel? Not to send us any word.
She's in America, Nora. She's been writing to me for some time.
You hid these from me?
At Shannon's request.
Read them. Though they may not bring you comfort.
Life collected and destroyed. I'm truly sorry for your loss.
Does this mean we're finished? Are we impoverished now?
No, sir. You still have your land and your holdings.
This is no longer the Ireland of my birth. Our daughter's fallen into perilous ruin, Daniel. We must go to her now.
Shannon?
She's been in Boston these many months.
And we shall find her there.
Get those chickens locked. Get to work.
I think
the prettiest girl in this factory, one with the prettiest eyes and the prettiest red hair, is Joseph's sister. If you don't mind me saying so, Joseph.
Well, you can say what you like, lad. But I warn you, that redhead has a bite that stings. Get to work!
Get your filthy hands off me, you ugly animal!
That'll cost you a day's wage. Go ahead. Insult me again.
There goes tomorrow.
Dawn?
Take Friday as well, you spineless little fraction of a man.
Fight, lads! Fight!
Out. What you're doing there?
It's obvious what I'm doing. I'm cleaning my clothes.
I see. Do you ever wonder why it takes you so long, Shannon? Here are my clothes, if you notice. If you look about, or washed and hung. Done.
Your talent astounds me, Joseph.
Move over. Move. Over. If you want to clean your clothes, you have to get your hands wet. First, you place the board like so. You take the soap in your right hand, the clothes in the left. Now you brush the soap across the clothes twice, like so. Then you plunge and scrub. You plunge and scrub. Plunge and scrub. And plunge and scrub. And plunge and scrub in it. And if it's still not clean, then you go again. You plunge and scrub. You plunge and scrub. You keep on plunging and scrubbing until all your plunging and scrubbing is done. Forty-five, fifty.
You could be a banker, Joseph, with your ability to count.
Oh, a compliment. Thank you, Shannon.
Don't suppose you've calculated what the journey will cost.
If I barter, I can get a buckboard for under 25. It's a harness that's costly. Bit, frame. Frame, collar. Reins.
Very impressive.
How much have you saved, Shannon? Huh? Are you still praying you'll make it to the Oklahoma land race?
I'll get there.
What a corker. You're a corker, Shannon. Why don't you go back home to Ireland, write to your parents for money. That'll give you for your petty foolishness.
America may not be exactly what I thought it would be, but if I went back to Ireland, I wouldn't...
What? Wouldn't what?
Said I'll get there and I'll get there. By myself.
Well, you need supplies.
Of course.
Food, clothes.
Ammunition, gun.
Whenever I think of guns, I remember Stephen Chase.
Aye. You're lucky to be rid of that piss-headed snob.
Oh, he wasn't so bad, Joseph. You didn't know him as well as I did.
I knew him well enough.
Me he adored. He worshipped me. There wasn't a puddle of mud he didn't lay his coat upon for me to walk across. Are you facing east?
Facing east.
All right.
almost ready.
Thanks be to Jesus.
Light. I'm in.
Good night, Shannon.
Joseph.
What?
Am I beautiful at all?
I've never seen anything like you in all my living life.
Good.
Who's your boy there, Kelly? And you paint the style of Agnes Scratcher.
He's slippery, all right. Joseph, shake hands with Mr. Darcy Burke, member of the city council.
I shake your hand, Mr. Burke. But I'm not in a friendly mood. I came here to fight. It's quite lifting me yet.
He's a lively one, Kelly. Would you box and I tell you if I scared one up?
I'm boxing the man you put in front of me.
Mike!
Jesus Christ, Dominie, when's your voice going to change?
We've got all the pug, Mike.
I'll bring him on.
And I'll put money on you.
Please, your man, gentlemen.
The boy's got an appetite, Kitty.
Show the line, gentlemen. Joseph.
Gunpowder in him that needed to go off.
And who might you be?
I'm Grace. I work at the social club.
I did well tonight, didn't I?
Oh, you beat him all, Joseph. But don't talk now. Get some sleep. talk to you.
Get his sister right.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of man is he? I mean, besides tough and sensitive.
Well, he's extremely moody.
Ah, I believe that. Full of spit, isn't he? And passion.
No, not really, no. He's fairly dull.
Dull? Well, I don't know what sort of man you're used to. But he's anything but dull. And the build on him. Me and the girls got swollen eyes from cooking at his bum.
Well, goodbye, Grace.
Well, would you tell him I just...
Nice to meet you.
Well, I just want to tell him...
Good night, Grace.
That was Grace.
What she said?
She dances in the burly queue.
Yes, well, never mind her now. Just lie there. No, no, Joseph, lie there. Lie there.
Look at my boot down there.
$4.
I want it.
That's more than plucking chickens in a month.
I'll have my horse and buggy money before the winter comes. And it won't be from plucking chickens.
There are other ways to get to Oklahoma, Joseph.
You should have heard them, Sharon. Cheering me on. It was grand. It was grand.
Hold the line, gentlemen!
Sir Joseph Donnelly is.
If he can keep his knuckles up all night, imagine what his willy can do.
Shoes. Second-hand shoes, madam.
Oh, would you look at that. Oh, look at the sleeve. Oh, it's been all down.
From Paris, France, it says.
Oh, so beautiful and modern. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Even a poodle's putting on airs.
Oh, look, Shannon, there's your famous brother.
Oh, good grief, he's bought himself another hat.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Joseph.
Well, what do you think? Do you like it? Like my hat?
No, not at all.
Get some other opinions.
Yeah, you like my hat?
Oh, it's a fine hat, Mr. Donnelly, and a fine fight last night as well.
That's your joint, Connor.
So I left her there, pulling up her nipples. Hold on a second. Here he comes, sir. Ah, there's my boy. Fitting dandy. How are you, Strasser?
Never better, my... Hello, lads.
Mr. Bourke would like a word with you.
Joseph Donnelly. Still undefeated, eh?
Oh, he's a rascal of a holy terror.
He is.
That's a long-legged piece of strawberry tart.
Mind your mouth, Mr. Bourke.
Now, Donnelly, you don't talk to Mr. Bourke that way.
Let it go, Kelly. This is business, and the boys are stock in trade. Now, listen to me, lad. There's a man I want you to box. He's a goddamn Italian, and I want you to spill his blood.
I'll box, and I'll win. But your boys don't own me, Mr. Bourke. Box for myself, alone.
What do you think you're doing pissing against the wind, huh? Darcy Bourke is a powerful man and boss, and a man whose connections I need.
I'm not going to kiss the back of his trousers just because the rest of you do.
You like your suit? Do you? You like having a roof over your head? I'm your bread and butter, lad. Cross me. Nothing but an ignorant mick. You do what you're told, or I'll throw you out in the street, and every door you knock on will be slammed in your face. Do you understand? Good. It's going to be a grand fight, Mr. Bourke.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Well, Shannon, you came to America to be modern. Glad everything's working out.
You have changed, Mr. Donnelly.
Improved, you mean?
Nope. Changed. Look at all those silly hats. You'll never get to Oklahoma. You've spent all your money.
At the rate I'm going, they'll bring the land to me.
You have turned into a snob. Joseph! Joseph!
Excuse me, drunkards. Hello, Grace.
Hello, Joseph. Will I be seeing you in church tomorrow morning?
Sounds divine and holy, Grace. We could share a pew, me and you.
Toodaloo.
Same to you.
She's got an awfully large chest to be going to church.
Shannon, our chests are equal in the eyes of the Lord.
She goes into the confession box. She'll never come out, the little tramp.
Grace is a tramp. She's a dancer in the burly queue.
That isn't dancing. That's kicking her knickers up. And I suspect if you asked her to, she'd kick her knickers off.
Oh, maybe she would.
Has she?
Let me see.
Has she?
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, well, think hard. If there's any brain left in your head. Look at you. They're making a fool of you, the ward boss and his friends.
They respect me.
Oh, they do not. They don't respect you.
Enough.
Your money in their pockets and nothing more, Joseph.
I said that. That's enough, Shannon.
Still, you're like a piece of pork. We're just using you.
I said that's enough.
No!
Tell me you like my hat.
You're not wearing a hat.
Say it. Say you like my hat.
You're not wearing a hat.
Say it. Why can't you say it, Shannon? Why can't you say you like my hat? Why can't you say you like my suit? I've earned this. I've done well. and stuffing a face with pie.
You're jealous of me. I made more money than you, and you're jealous.
I can make money as fast as you can. You just watch me, scrapper.
Shannon! Shannon! Shannon!
Why don't you shag her and get it over with?
She's my sister.
And I'm your mother.
Gentleman leaves, Donna. I want you to tidy your room. Do you hear me?
Molly!
I don't want to have to say that again.
Joseph, Mike Kelly's
looking for you. Molly, where's Shannon?
Tonight's the fight. The big fight.
She didn't come home from work today.
The club is crawling with ice eyes.
Molly, have you seen her?
No, I have not.
She's there. Shannon is there.
Where?
You get your brain smashed in every night. What's the difference?
There's a world of difference.
Come on, darling. These eye ties are turned to face.
Forget it.
Get in there and box. I've got $100 bid on you, but I
kiss it goodbye, Mr. Burke.
Try to make it $200, and I'll split the winners with you.
$200, Lester.
What?
Did you not hear me? I said I'll split the winners with you.
No.
Joseph.
Donnelly.
I thought you didn't want me to fight. There's so much money. You pack the nails before the... This is a fortune.
I match that offer.
Don't let your stupid take it away. You'll have it. You'll have Oklahoma. You'll never have to fight for them again.
I'd enjoy it even more with a little strawberry tart.
Mr. Burke would like some company.
I'm not especially attracted to Mr. Buck.
You came to me for help. Let's show some manners.
Come to Scrap! Come to Scrap!
Family is from Ireland. They're here in Boston. They're offering a reward.
Have you seen a girl like that?
Find her. Do your job. Must I do everything for you?
Hey, we found her. And here she is, right over here.
You'll never get anything out of these people. They're drunks.
You see the girl, her family is in Jefferson Court. Number 6, Jefferson Court.
Come in, Scrapper.
That's our money. We earned it.
There isn't a penny here that doesn't originate with me.
Don't touch her!
You're done, Scrapper. You won't walk here, box here, nothing. You coppers, beat it!
All right.
Get him up. Too bad. But I saw it coming the first time you walked in off the boat.
No! Leave him!
Molly Kay!
No.
These two are banished. You shelter them even at night. I'll shut this whorehouse down. Come on.
It's too cold, Joseph.
Hey!
Do you need help, sir?
Get out of here!
We haven't eaten for 3 days. I work for food.
I don't hire Irish!
Listen, for the love of God, we haven't eaten for 3 days.
I said I don't hire Irish. Now get out of here.
Is empty.
Turn out like this. Coming all this way for land.
Shannon. Sit down. Sit down at this beautiful table.
No, we can't. We're burglars.
Please, please. I want you to pretend. Sit down. I'll serve you. Tonight, I want you to dine.
I'm your wife.
Pasture
and a stream.
would compliment each other.
They would. The one, in fact, depends upon the other.
Pretend you love me.
I pretend I love you.
I pretend I love you too.
Quickly, fetch a doctor.
Yes, sir.
Step aside. You'll infect her with your filthy hands. What did you expect? That you could climb to her station? Gunshot. God, look at her.
Will she be all right?
She will now. The wound is in the shoulder. I have to clean it.
What is it, Doctor?
Your daughter, Mr. Christie.
Shut up. She's here?
What's happened to her?
Butter. Look at that. All them wagons headed for the Oklahoma Territory. I'd be going with them if I was as young as you.
Doesn't interest me.
I had a woman once, but she don't want me because I had no money.
That's America. Unless you're rich, you're nobody. I should never have come to this place.
Forget the women, boys. Got a job of work ahead of you.
Like you're not doing too well, my boy.
I missed you, Dad.
A man is nothing without land, they say. Land is a man's own soul.
I'll work my own land someday.
If you manage it, my God, you're old, Dad. We'll be smiling down on you from heaven above.
Stay where you are, boys. We're just stopping for water.
It's the pioneers. No, they go to Oklahoma, I think. For that free land.
It's just wasting time. Ain't enough land to go around. One in 100 will stake a claim. The rest of them, they're just dreaming.
They're gonna get some free land.
Get a horse.
Drive in your own.
Hey, you're a little late, cowboy. Pickings are slim. Now, this here horse, it broke. That horse there, green broke. Know the difference?
As I can see it.
Yeah, broke horse is a
dependable horse.
A Greenbroke horse. He's faster.
Well, that sounds good. Faster, the better.
No telling what he'll do, though. Hell, you could end up in Canada on that Greenbroke something.
I think that's his dependable horse.
I would.
You go out there and get you a good piece of land tomorrow night, Joseph.
Yes, thank you, Ralph. I'm cursed. Ah, oh, Lord, I'm cursed.
Mother, the clothes will never come clean if you don't get your hands on it. There's no order in this godforsaken place. Here, take the soap and you plunge and scrub.
Punch and scrub?
Mm-hmm. Like so.
Nora! 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 I've been shot.
Shot?
Well, shot at, anyway. The cavalry. We crossed the starting line, and we broke the law.
Daniel Christie, I will not have you riding tomorrow in that vulgarity of a race.
The Wild West suits me, Nora. There's no telling what I might do.
I found it. 20 miles straight west of here. It's paradise itself. You will love it, Shannon. The earth is dry and dusty here, but where we live, there's a winding stream, and the grass on the gentle hills around it grows high and rich and green. It's the plot of land you've dreamed of.
Excuse me, Stephen.
Are you cross with me, Shannon?
Of course I am. We were doing this together, I thought.
I couldn't take you with me today. It was too dangerous.
I don't mind a little danger now and then.
Shannon, stop this childishness. Are we not here, your parents and I, amongst all these people because you wanted this? Tomorrow we'll ride as one. Together, side by side. We'll claim our land, and then we'll marry and finally settle down. You do want to settle down, don't you, Shannon?
I want to settle down.
There now. That's better. I hate to see you angry. It isn't your nature to be so.
Hello, Shannon.
If I'd see you here. I suspected that I might.
That's aye. I saw you living back in Boston all this while. You look well. Well.
Here with my family. We came by train.
I came by train myself.
You'll be running in the race tomorrow. I presume.
I always said I'd get my land. I even bought a horse. Fine horse.
Well, time takes care of everything, doesn't it, Joseph?
Everything's worked out. As it should have. Don't agree?
Good luck tomorrow, Joseph.
Hey. Best of luck to you, Shannon. Shannon Christie! You never gave up. You knew what you wanted back in Ireland. And look at you. Here you are. You're a corker, Shannon. What a corker you are.
Beautiful country, isn't it, boy? I found the perfect piece of land for Shannon and me. Almost a picture of what she described. The land of her dreams.
Congratulations.
Just what the hell are you doing here? You bring her to me bleeding, and now you think you can talk to her? Stay away from her, do you hear me? There'll be a lot of confusion in the race tomorrow, lad. Someone could get shot.
Beautiful eyes were a terrible curse. 3 days in his grave, she ran off with his purse.
They've got their land all picked out. The pair of them. The land of her dreams.
All those months,
I was trying to forget about her. I was laid down the very track. It brought her here. So hello to everyone. I'm going to get my land. That's my job for the night. Tomorrow I ride for me. Be alone. On my horse.
That there was the oldest horse I ever saw in my life.
Nobody's lucky, cowboy!
you're breaking the law, Nora.
I don't like you taking charge of the business side of our life.
Oh, you do, too. Now, listen up. This stake goes into the ground over there. That's your job. I'll tell you when. I meanwhile, we'll run the horse around in circles. It's got to look all sweaty and tired. Even dead would be good. Got it?
Yes. Go. But we don't really need all of this. It's scary out here, Daniel.
Ah, we'll do fine. Pretend we're starting out in life instead of ending up.
The race is that way, lad. Forget the horse, lad, and find yourself a donkey.
Joseph. Taken by the bit.
Shannon!
Fight.
Stand by, Buster. And pretend you're out of breath.
Pretend? My heart's up here in my nose.
Oh, my God, Nora. Oh, this is thrilling. Nora! Now, Nora! Now!
Just look at me. Look at me. No, don't move. Stay still.
Shannon. Don't do this. You made your choice.
Joseph, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Joseph, look at me.
I feel myself dying.
No, no, you stay looking at my eyes. Look at my eyes, Joseph.
Shut up.
No, you're not dying. Look, you've got your land.
All the land in the world means nothing to me without you. I know nothing of books, alphabets, or sun, or moon, or... All I know is Joseph loves Shannon. That's all that matters to me. Sure, I won't be dying twice.